Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Orioles, 1. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund now playing left field. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Powell reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks is walked intentionally. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Hendricks goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Orioles. Pat Dobson now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Freehan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.